4769. We go inside the Beltway for a conversation with our friends at Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us this time around. Ellen, the big question is, and we were talking to LaVisa Frost about this the other day, and she said, and I asked her this, I said, is there any kind of a pool going on where people are taking bets on, you know, is there going to be a government shutdown or not? And she said, as a matter of fact, there was. So what do you think happens? Do you think that there's going to be a shutdown?
Guess is that they have to throw some red meat to the base, the Republicans, those are the Tea Party people. And so my guess is they will go with a government shutdown for at least a couple days over the weekend to say, we did it, we brought them to the table, and then they'll not. That's my guess.
All right, so you think it'll wrap up Monday or Tuesday then?
I think there will be a government shutdown. I think it'll be just a couple of days.
All right. So, and, of course, it's over
that's
the budget.
Not bad. I mean, if I were in the White House pool, that's what I would say.
I think I would have to agree with you. That's what I said on the air when LaVisa and I talked about it. The budget, of course, it's still unresolved. What's happening here? What's the latest with that?
Well, the latest is, of course, the president has been meeting tonight with Speaker Boehner and with Harry Reid from the Senate. Harry Reid said earlier today that the issue was not the numbers. The issue was actually the fact that they were trying to put all these kind of social things into the budget. And by that, they mean eliminating abortions in the District of Columbia, about the only place they really have control over, or trying to get funding away from Planned Parenthood, things like that that are just, you know, here, Bates, I'm giving you some red meat.
All right, so we'll see where they end up doing the Solomon thing and splitting it in half, or like you said, the red meat that they're looking for. Moving from the budget and whether the government's going to shut down to Libya and whether or not we're going to see ground troops in Libya, this is a big one, as you can imagine, for the listeners of America Tonight. Many of them have kids who are serving now in Afghanistan and other areas. Are we going to have troops there?
Well, the Pentagon is now saying, you know, if there's any ground troops, it's going to be done through NATO, and NATO forces may elect to do that to help out the rebels. So, in fact, we're part of NATO. We would have people fighting with NATO, obviously, being there with NATO. All I got to say is Obama's probably a shoo-in for a second term, given who the Republicans are might put up or how weak currently the scenario looks for them. But if he gets himself into a third ground war, he's finished.
Absolutely. Amen. I completely agree with you. And we've been talking about this a lot. Who could possibly run in 2012 to shake the incumbent president? But if there's ground troops, forget about it. Point taken. Colombia, the president formally agrees to the trade pact. What do you know about that?
Well, yes. He met with the president of Colombia today. President said that they are still, you know, working and discussing worker rights. The president of Colombia said something very strange about physical protection of workers. Of course, as you know, many workers have been pulled off buses, union representatives, and killed and assassinated and all that kind of thing. But he didn't say anything about worker rights. He said physical protection of workers. I found that pretty interesting. They're going to make a presentation to Congress on the 22nd of April, so we'll keep our eyes and ears peeled for that.
All right, we're marking the date down. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much, as always, for joining us ATN. Coming up on America Tonight, a conversation with Jesse Ventura, who has a book out targeting the government, talking about documents that would blow you away if you could see them, and you can in his book. He talks about how he actually procured those various pieces of evidence, if you will, in different cases, including the CIA and assassins. But I don't want to tell you everything. It's coming up in another 15 minutes or so. Ellen and I went back and forth on the shutdown. Obviously, the talks, TikTok, are over at this point, and it's looking pretty much like it's a shutdown after midnight. Here's what the deal is. It's very short. Obama and the and Congress failed to reach an agreement, at least Harry Reid and John Boehner, because they were the three that gathered, the two that went up to talk to the president several times on some kind of a compromise to cut spending and head off a midnight Friday government shutdown that everybody claims they don't want, although it seems rather inevitable. We're heading into the weekend. Can't imagine that they're going to solve this riddle on Friday, but, you know, who knows? I agree with Ellen. Over the weekend it closes, maybe Monday or Tuesday, perhaps Wednesday at the latest, that this government shutdown would roll on. John Boehner, by the way, announced that he will not take pay during the shutdown. How many of you called the show and said, okay, listen, if the veterans aren't going to be able to get services, if the military families won't get their checks, then why should Congress get paid for doing nothing because they couldn't come up with a way to compromise and forget about their political parties and figure it out? Boehner said, I'm not taking any money during that time period. He's probably, the Speaker of the House probably isn't the only one who will throw in here. I'm assuming that some others will probably say the same thing, but regardless, doesn't matter. Shutdown is exactly where we're headed at this point. Coming up in this hour of ATN, we have a lot of other things that we're going to get to, like Libya. There was some mention of it in that conversation. Libyan rebels are pretty upset after the airstrikes that were blamed on NATO. So here we go again. That happened to a convoy on Thursday. Five people were killed, and it just raised the voices of what's going on with this anti-government forces who were crawling around various towns in Libya. Did they bungle the mission once again? That doesn't help. That doesn't help with NATO's cause, and ultimately, if they're going to have to put people on the ground, which, as Ellen said, and I agree, that would certainly kill the president's chances of re-election. The anger would be, I think, more than he could probably sustain. Also, heading into the weekend, you know, we always do our cheap movie review. If you hang with us later in the show, you'll get a chance to hear that. There's actually a decent movie coming out that I would be interested in seeing, and it has a funny name. It's called Hannah. Cate Blanchett's in it. And maybe because it's the power of persuasion, the movies that I have seen, I've probably seen five trailers for this. And, you know, you see the highlights, and you see enough of the good highlights, you kind of get intrigued by what the movie it might actually be about, and that it might be worth paying the $8.50, $9 to go and see it. So we do our cheap movie review later on America Tonight. Coming up around the bend, though, the ground was shaking in Japan, an aftershock, but a couple of people dead after a very strong aftershock. Details on the flip side.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. We've been talking a lot about Sharia law and how it could affect us in the United States. And you're saying, wait a second. Did you know 20 states, including Tennessee, Arizona, Texas, just a few, have proposed legislation to stop the infiltration of Sharia law in the United States. The big question is, and this is why this is going on, does it threaten constitutional freedoms in this country? Professor of Constitutional Law, Karen Lugo, joins us. She certainly knows her way around the Constitution and the legalities of it much better than I do. She's the expert. So we thought we'd bring her in here to our den at ATN. Karen, thanks so much for hopping on the show. We appreciate it.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Okay, so the first simplistic question is that. The first question is, how does this threaten us constitutionally with Sharia law, basically, which is the legal doctrine of the Quran, try to make its way into the states?
Good question. And I think it's very important that you point out it's good to consider first, what is Sharia law? And when you think about the fact that across the various sects of Islam and tribal variations, there is kind of a thread of very basic predispositions to certain issues that would be in conflict with our Constitution. So when it comes to speech, and we all remember the cartoon issues, and in fact, Molly Norris in the United States, who's had to go ghost because she suggested the idea of drawing cartoons of Muhammad, and the threats against her were such that the FBI warned her. So there are various issues relative to speech and freedom of religion, generally speaking, under Sharia rules, leaving the religion of Islam, they're apostate. apostasy rules require a punishment, and that's certainly in conflict with our freedom of religion. Women are treated differently when it comes to inheritance and voting and court testimony under Sharia than certainly in the United States with our sense of equal protection, that we recognize women equally. So there are various issues like this that have become a concern because culturally we see some of the tension already. But within our courts, we've had the case recently in New Jersey where a judge decided that a former husband was not guilty of rape because he had raped a former wife and thought that under his under the considerations of Sharia that this was not something wrong to do. So as it has come to our attention in the United States that there could be people coming in from other cultures or living here and utilizing Sharia within local communities or Islamic centers, that is something we want to take a very strong stand on and impose the idea that our Constitution is the supreme law of the land, which includes all those individual liberties that are so important.
Yeah, no kidding. How did this happen? I mean, while we were sleeping, suddenly, like you mentioned the New Jersey case, I know there have been others that have cropped up. How all of a sudden, because I think, you know, maybe I'm being naive, but I think of other countries and I think of religions and cultures and their court systems. Can you imagine this happening in other places? And the answer, I think, is no. I don't believe that it's happening in other places other than I know that there have been some challenges in the U.K. So are you surprised that we're seeing this?
Actually, no. If you are familiar enough with the way that trends have developed in Europe, and yes, UK has Sharia courts, which decide civil matters, and that includes some of the family law, contractual law. So that's for the Muslim population, but it still would be in direct conflict with what we consider supreme law of our land and all who live here. So also look at France and the fact that they have what's called a very clean secular society. They don't allow the same expressions of religion in the public square that we do. Yet, with 750 no-go zones in France as a country, which are enclaves, which are Muslim-populated areas that are pretty much dominated by Sharia rule, you also have coming into the parts of Paris and some of the larger cities, Marseille, areas where the streets are closed down for Muslim prayer, for curb-to-curb, sidewalk to sidewalk, prayers during the day, and this is strictly against French law. But a lot of, and I've been there and seen it, and the police actually kind of monitor to keep things peaceful. So it is something that because of the numbers and because incrementally this has been allowed, it's just, you know, those districts get larger and larger and the street prayers spread from one street to the next. So it is something that is creeping.
So in saying that, Karen, then there's people that are listening that are saying, maybe people of Muslim faith that are saying, well, then why can't we have that in the United States? I mean, look, you know, this is the land of liberty and freedoms. And sure, the Constitution was established a long time ago. That's an old document. Shouldn't it be updated? I mean, that would be my fear. And I guess that's why the challenge is going down.
We have tremendous freedom of religion in the United States and freedom to express ourselves, whether it's religiously or just, you know, as we recently encountered this issue with Pastor Jones and then General Petraeus saying, you know, burning the Quran is a dangerous thing for our troops. And, you know, where do our loyalties to free speech come into a situation like that? And how much do we pacify an element that is going to threaten and intimidate? And, you know, at what point are those tantrums or, you know, acting out by that party, how much are we going to allow them to dictate the way that we behave? I mean, granted, everybody agrees, generally, civilly agrees that what Pastor Jones has done is certainly not in good taste and not what many of us would choose to make as a statement. But it is so important in our society, where we recently had that Supreme Court decision where Chief Justice Roberts wrote about the Westboro, the funeral protesters, and said, yes, I mean, that speech was hurtful, and we understand that it's not something we like or appreciate, and many of us, you know, just find it repugnant. But on the other hand, in this country, the whole idea of public debate is so critical that we are not going to stifle it by imposing legal constraints. So I think that's so valuable compared to where some of the countries in Europe have gone, where they've begun to legislate against even incitement to hate. And that gives a certain amount of power to the person that's complaining. And it begins to be a matter of defining what incitement is according to the person that's complaining. And that kind of gives what we've always considered in our courts kind of that heckler's veto, which is a small group being able to dictate to the individual or a large group what they can say or how they can act. And in America, we think that's a dangerous thing.
I agree. I love that heckler's veto. Professor of Constitutional Law, Karen Lugo, we're talking about the Sharia law and the legislation now to stop the infiltration, if you will, the use of Sharia law in the United States courts. How successful do you think this challenge is going to be?
At this point, as far as you mean, how successful will the legislation be?
Yes.
to just mm-hmm. reinforce? I mean, I kind of look at it as a backstop. We've got cultural discussions that we need to have in this country, and certainly wonderful Muslims like Dr. Zudi Jasser, who just had a Liberty weekend with young Muslim leaders who are going back to their communities and really enforcing constitutional values. So that's such an important effort, and the conversation is vitally needed, and I think something that Europe did not do. But as a backstop, what we're saying is that you can't contract away our courts should not allow people to think that as they enter a contract or there's a dispute, there's a court consideration, and to look at it or to have the point of view that you're looking at it through Sharia or through the Muslim experience only, when what this legislation does is say, wait a minute, foundationally, the Constitution and individual liberties are the foundational law of the land, so that cannot be violated. So you might have had a contract, you might have been in another country and something happened, you might come to the court with another sense of what the law provides or what your agreement provides. But what this does is say, regardless, and it's not just about Sharia, it's any foreign law, but what this does is say that our Constitution cannot be superseded by another sense of foreign law.
Yep, well said. Boy, that was an education. Karen Lugo, constitutional law expert. Thanks so much for shedding some light on what's happening here and Sharia law and basically what would happen with the Constitution, et cetera. We appreciate your time.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all the nooks and crannies, and all important flyover states that we love so much here on the show. Jesse Ventura joins us now, former Minnesota governor, best-selling author. He's got a new book out called 63 Documents That the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, and he is packing them in at all these book signings. Jesse, well, I can't say I'm surprised, but are you getting carpal tunnel, or is your hand getting tired?
Well, I'll tell you, I've signed so many books, I see my signature in my sleep. That's how many. Yeah, I wish that I was ambidextrous so I could switch hands halfway through.
I love it. You have such a great sense of humor. I'm sure you have no humor, though, when it comes to what we're seeing out of Washington. Right now, what's been a big topic of conversation, of course, all across the nation, is what's going to happen with this crazy deficit and the back and forth over will the government shut down. What's your take on all of this?
Well, first of of all, the people should see the government shutdown immediately, and what that should tell them is that notice how the Democrats and Republicans put their party first and the country second. They won't come to a compromise because they have to hold up their party on both ends rather than worrying about the United States of America, and that's inherently the big problem, and we can solve it. It's as simple as the nose on your face. Stop voting for Democrats and Republicans.
And who do we vote for? We need other candidates. I agree.
Anyone. I mean, they've been in charge for 100 years, and look at the mess they got us in. They try to blame it on us. They try to blame it now on the unions. They don't prosecute Wall Street. Ultimately, it's their fault. We should hold them accountable, and we should throw, as the term goes, throw the bums out.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, and there's a lot of people listening, I'm sure, that agree as well. I'm going to rifle up a couple of topics for you and just tell me, I'll just throw out some names and tell me what you think, the first thing that comes to your mind. Janet Napolitano.
Well, I have a pending lawsuit against her. I'm suing the Homeland Security and the TSA on the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, reasonable search and seizure. It is not reasonable to believe Jesse Ventura, a six-year Navy veteran, a governor, and a mayor who's been flying for 30 years, poses any kind of a threat.
Yeah, I agree with you. Along the same lines, TSA.
Same thing. I mean, you know, they're out there. They got these new rules now where they're sexually assaulting people or they're sticking you in a microwave.
Yeah. Speaking of microwaves, a different kind of deal with radiation, but we see what happened with Fukushima, and of course we have the nuclear power plants here in America. What's your take on the nuclear power plants and nuclear energy?
Well, you know, it's good stuff, but we haven't figured out what to do with the waste and the radiation, and it's extremely dangerous. I used to years ago wear a T-shirt that showed two nuclear power plants on it, and the caption underneath was, "From the people who brought you Vietnam."
Yeah, amen, brother. No kidding. I used to live near a nuclear power plant in California, and I agree with you because I think if we could do it right, Jesse, as you said, imagine harnessing that power. We've seen it when it's done right, how it works, but it's about the waste. What do you do with the waste?
Exactly. Huh? What do you do with this waste? I would rather see it, if they would turn, let's go to solar energy. We have the beautiful sun out there. I live in Mexico. I live off the grid. I live an hour from pavement and an hour from electricity. My house down there is completely solar, and it's wonderful. You never get an electric bill.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, speaking of Mexico, what's it like living in Mexico for you?
It's fantastic. In fact, my wife and I have both determined that we are going to apply and hopefully become Mexican citizens.
Really? Wow, that'll be interesting traveling back.
I'm giving up my American United States citizenship. I will just be a citizen, dual citizenship.
Yeah, good for you. How long have you been in Mexico?
I've been living down there now 6 years, but I lived there half the year in Mexico, half in Minnesota. If you've ever spent the Minnesota winter, you'll know why I'm in Mexico.
I have. I know exactly what you're talking about. This kind of goes along with what we're talking about with big government and the problems with the two parties, etc. But it's scary, very sad. So many people that have called this show, and I'm sure lots of other talk radio shows, and told us their horror stories with health care. Now we have this Affordable Care Act stuff. What do you think of the health care situation?
I think this. I think health care is a human right issue. In a country like the United States, it's almost criminal. Everyone should be able to go to the doctor. And if we weren't involved in these stupid wars, we would have more money to pay for health care than we know what to do with.
Yeah. Yeah, more money. That's what we need, more money. Speaking of the wars, the Libyan situation, the latest is might have boots on the ground. Of course, they're going to finagle it through NATO, but that still means U.S. soldiers. Your take on that?
Well, you know, when will it end? I think of children today that were born 10 years ago. They know nothing but the United States at war. I'm going to be 60 this summer. Do you realize that we have been at war for over half of my life? We're the most war country in the world, and we better wake up to it, and the rest of the world knows it. When I'm down in Mexico, a couple years ago, the young teenage kids down there would wear T-shirts. And you know what they were? They were a T-shirt with a picture of George Bush on the front, and it said, weapon of mass destruction. Now, we used to be the country that people looked up to the United States. People used to put the United States on a pedestal. But no more. Because now they're worried that if they cross us, we'll invade them and occupy them.
Yeah, absolutely. That shirt is priceless. We have to pick up one of those. Somebody who we beat up frequently here, in fact, I think I've thrown him in my virtual dungeon, George Soros. Of course, this goes to the Democrats and what George Soros is trying to do. What do you make of Soros and his power?
Well, you know, they're rich guys, and rich guys try to control people. It's that simple. You know, it's like our country. People think the president runs the country. No, he doesn't. The Federal Reserve does.
Yeah.
Because he who has the money is the boss. And the Federal Reserve has all the money, so ultimately they're the boss and the president answers to them.
Yeah. What would you do with the Federal Reserve? Do you agree with Congressman Ron Paul? Would you just get rid of it?
Absolutely. But also remember this. The last president that tried to do that was John Kennedy, and look what happened to him.
Yeah. You know, in your book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, what are some of the documents that would surprise people, Jesse?
Well, the fact that the CIA has an assassination manual. And now assassination is first-degree murder. It's illegal in every country in the world. And we have a manual our government prints telling you how to do it, the best ways to do it, how to get away with it, the whole thing. Unbelievable.
And how do you have connections that go deep. You mentioned your background, and we all know it, of course, even your political background. And were you shocked when you were able to find out this kind of stuff, especially with the CIA?
Well, yeah, but all the documents in this book are in the public domain. We didn't steal anything. We're in no trouble. They're out there. You just got to find them. And I said, well, why don't you guys, if you know things, why don't you come out and expose them? Tell us. He said, we can't. We'll get fired and we'll lose our pensions.
Yeah. Well, I agree. A perfect note to end on. Keep talking, Jesse Ventura. The book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Jesse, thanks and continued success.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. Thanks to you for having giving me the outlet to attempt to educate the American people, because if we don't have people like you out there in the media, nobody will know what the government's doing. Oh, and by the way, one last thing. Do you know how many documents last year the government labeled top secret that you can't read?
How many?
16 million.
Oh, ridiculous.
16 million. That must be every document they do.
Yeah, crazy.
We're not allowed to read them, and we have every right. We have every right because they use our tax dollars, and we have every right to know what our taxes are spent on.
Yeah, I agree with you. Keep bringing it, Jesse. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Government shutdown. That are you sick of talking about it? What do you say, America? Oh, my, oh, my. 800-259-5791.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Boy, what's going on in Japan? They got to think they've got some terrible luck. It's Mother Nature, but Sendai once again slammed by the earth shaking. This time, it was a very strong aftershock. That's what it's being called. When we say very strong, we're talking, again, 7.1. So it's the strongest tremor since March 11th when the quake slammed into that area and did some massive damage, obviously. But it didn't generate any kind of a tsunami, and it spared Fukushima, the nuclear power plant that they're still struggling with, where they're frantically still trying to cool the overheated reactors since they blew everything and lost the whole cooling system last month. But there was nothing abnormal, so it didn't rock anything out. Still, two people were killed. Like I said, do you believe it? You got people without water, electricity for about a month. You have almost 3.5 million and counting households, so that would be about, they say, 60% of the people who have no power, no water, no electricity, like I said, and God knows what else they're struggling with. So, about 11:30 at night, boom, you could hear people screaming. Why? Because of the aftershock. A 79-year-old man died from shock thanks to the aftershock, and a woman in her 60s was killed when the power was cut to her oxygen tank. About 130 people also were injured, bruised, fell over, that kind of stuff. And the weird thing about this is, talk about a warning for Sendai. I mean, would you want to rebuild there? The aftershock or the epicenter was about in the same location as the original 9.0 mega mama tremor that happened off the eastern coast and about 40 miles from Sendai. This is an industrial city on the eastern coast. Should those people want to go back there? I'm thinking, I wouldn't want to go back there. I mean, look, the city is far enough inland that it mostly escaped tsunami damage. But the quake really hit them. So that happening again, there was a couple of buildings where windows were blown out, so you had heaps of glass all over the street in front of the buildings. I mean, they're barely even in the recovery stage from the first time around. So I'm thinking 9 and 7 something. What is going on with the earth in that area? I mean, it seems like it would be rare that that would happen to that extent. And still the nuclear plant was okay. So that's the good news. Boy, there are a lot of heroic people there who are trying to do whatever they can. I mean, they are hanging on. They are white-knuckling it, but not complaining. They're not screaming, yelling at each other. They're just trying to get it together. They're just trying to come up with whatever the new normal is. All right, this isn't normal, I think, to drive, unless you have a lead foot. And I understand about that. I certainly have driven cars, I hate to say, that have hit the meter at 85 and above. But, you know, in Texas, they're talking about upping the ante, moving the speed limit to 85. 85. Are you kidding me? Does that seem crazy to anyone else? A lot of people are listening to America Tonight, not just across the United States, in Florida and Illinois and Connecticut and, you know, pick a place, Tennessee, Virginia, a lot of people listening in Virginia Beach. The speed limit already in some places is 70. Bumping that up to 85? I don't know. Seems a little crazy to me. Some of the worst driving I've ever seen has been in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is our fourth biggest city in the United States. Can you imagine? Imagine in L.A. if it was 85. Well, first of all, it'd be pretty tough because you'd have to pick your spots where you could go 85. So it's just not fast enough, I guess. The House of Reps wants to push it up on certain long stretches of road and certain lanes. So if it becomes the law, Texas, they always say everything's bigger in Texas, right? Texas would have the highest speed limit in the country. There's about 500 miles of interstate, just to give you a little background. And there are Spartan areas in West Texas where people talk like this. All of you know who you are. Salt of the earth people, great people. Spend a ton of time in West Texas. They really are good people. Throwbacks. Where strangers just come up to you, I swear, and they'll offer you a cup of coffee and a piece of pie. So anyway, so it is an area where you don't have a lot of traffic. But 85, ooh, that seems unsafe to me. Speed and alcohol, picture that. That doesn't really mix too well. So I'd have to say I'd be worried about it. And, you know, Utah has certain stretches where they're 80 miles an hour. And even in Texas, they have some that are 80. But mostly 75 in the West. you know, like your Nevadas and Arizona, Nebraska. And again, because you've got the open space, so you can haul and get from point A to point B. And unless you lose control or hit something, most likely you're not encountering other cars. But still, I'd say 85, you're, you know, maybe playing with a little bit of fire here. Anybody think I'm way off on this one? Or you think I'm dead on? I think I'm dead on this one. Here's something I think all of you would agree on with me. I'll tell you, when you line up criminally what people can do, I'm sorry, there's just something about the sex offender, and especially how heinous some of those crimes are. What were they thinking in Provo, Utah? A judge there ordered a convicted sex offender, poof, we'll let him walk out. Here's the key, we opened it, you're gone. Freed from a state hospital after he was said to be incompetent for trial. You're incompetent for trial, but you're not a danger to society. So we're gonna let you go. It's okay. And what's so strange is the prosecutors, the guy's name is Lonnie Johnson. They wanted him to stay at the state hospital for treatment so he could eventually face 24 counts. Are you ready for this? 24 counts. This is like an SVU episode of rape, sodomy, and aggravated sexual assault of a child. This guy violated kids in every horrible way you can think of. Are you kidding me? But he's freed? Makes no sense. Maybe he's not off the hook completely, because the case is not dismissed. And the guy has to meet with psychiatric evaluators in the fall. And then they've got a hearing about whatever the findings are. They'll review it. But what the judge is saying is, okay, we're going to look at this in the fall. We're going to see how he's doing. Hopefully we can get this all back on track. And his family just jammed the courtroom, and they're saying he's innocent of the charges. But if I were the mother of one of the victims, oh, I can't even imagine the rage I would be suppressing. How awful is that for them? And so, you know, one of the things he did is apparently had inappropriate contact with his stepdaughter and her cousin over 5 years, spanned out over a 5-year period. So we'll see what happens come fall, but I have a feeling that the victims' families aren't, like I said, real thrilled with that judge's decision. That's the problem with the whole incompetent, non-incompetent to stand trial thing. Have any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me at americatonight.net.